On another occasion here in Gambira, Lord Chaitanya was saying goodbye to Raghava Pandit, glorifying him. Raghava Pandit, understand the quality of his service to the Lord. Raghava Pandit was a landowner. He had so many coconut groves with very nice coconut trees and other fruits. Every day he would take 5 to 7 coconuts and clip them and then give the juice to the Lord. Then he would take the offering off and he would take the pulp out and make another offering with that. But if he would hear that there was better coconuts that he had anywhere, he would go there to get them. One time he went to a place 20 miles away just to get some coconuts, even though he had thousands of coconut trees. He wanted the deity only to have the best he could give. After so much endeavor, he had his servant clip the coconuts, the pujari, but he noticed his servant happened to touch above the doorway, the ceiling of the doorway, and then he touched one of the coconuts. So Raghava Pandit took these 7 coconuts he went 20 miles to get and he threw them over the wall and rejected them because he considered they were not fit to be offered to the deities. Prabhupada said it's not that he had some cleansing phobia, that he was afraid of germs or bacteria or anything like that. It was that he considered that only the topmost standard of purity can be offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved Sri Raghava Pandit so dearly. He would go to his house in Panihati and have wonderful, wonderful kirtan of the holy names. On one occasion, Murari Gupta, Lord Chaitanya wanted to glorify him to his devotees. Here in the Gambira, he explained that Murari Gupta, from his very birth, has been a devotee of Lord Sri Ramchandra. Once I tested Murari Gupta. I said, "My dear Murari, why are you worshipping Ram? Krishna's pastimes are the essence of all sweetness, most intimate of all leelas of the Lord. He is the original personality of Godhead. Worship Krishna." Murari Gupta went home that night and tried his earnest best to worship Krishna. The whole night with a broken heart he wept. And the next morning he came and fell at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and said, "My Lord, I have sold my head to the lotus feet of Raghunath and I cannot take it back for any reason. It is not possible for me. Please give me this blessing that birth after birth after birth I never leave the lotus feet of Raghunath. But I am not able to follow your body, I mean your order. Please give me permission and I will end my life." Lord Chaitanya said here in Gambira, "When I heard these words, I embraced Murari Gupta and I said, 'You are Hanuman. Your love for the Supreme Lord Sri Ramchandra is perfectly pure and chaste.'" I was just testing you. The residents of Kulunagram, they were here in Gambira with the other devotees. Lord Chaitanya gave them an instruction that every year at Rath Yatra, the ropes that carry Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra from the temple to the cart, they always break. I want you to make first-class silken ropes in Kulinagram. Then Lord Chaitanya personally showed him the ropes that they were using. Make it just like this, but much stronger. From that day on, this was their service. Special service. Every year they would make first-class silken ropes. Ramananda Vasu and Satyaraj Khan were the leaders of Kulinagram. Lord Chaitanya said that you are the descendants of Gunaraj Khan. Gunaraj Khan has written a verse about Krishna that is my life and soul. Sri Nandanandana Krishna is my life and soul. Sri Nandanandana Mora Pradhanath. Just because that verse was written with such pure love, I declare that all the residents of Kulinagram are worshipable. They were all most dear to Krishna. Even a dog from Kulinagram is dear to Krishna due to this wonderful offering of Gunaraj Khan. Those devotees asked Lord Chaitanya, we are grihasthas. We have so many household duties. Please tell us, what is the real duty of a grihastha? Lord Chaitanya told them to always chant the holy names of Krishna and whenever, wherever possible, serve the Vaishnavas. They asked Lord Chaitanya, how do we know who is a real Vaishnava? Lord Chaitanya said, you will know who a real Vaishnava is, who chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, who really chant the holy names of the Lord, who take shelter of this process. They are real Vaishnavas. Because the holy name of the Lord is all-powerful. It can purify and cleanse the hearts even of the most wicked and sinful people. The Vaishnavas are always chanting Krishna's holy name. In fact, anyone who even once sincerely chants Krishna's name is Vaishnava, and you should serve them.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.